You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. right there is one of the most underrated jazz cats of all time, but not around here. The man known as the middleweight champion of the tenor saxophone, Henry Hank Mobley. Born on July 7, 1930, that was him with the 1955 song My Reverie off a Complete Blue Note CD compilation, and Reverie he had. The hard bop and soul jazz sax man and composer was born in Eastman, Georgia, and grew up mostly in Elizabeth, New Jersey. That was where he picked up the music bug as a teenager, and from the time he was hooked, he started doing gigs with some of the best around, like the bands of Max Roach and Dizzy Gillespie. Hank was a founding member of the original Jazz Messengers. His style has been dubbed laid-back, subtle, and melodic. He was an unsung hero of the bop era, and he was instrumental in bringing in the hard bop movement that featured jazz oozing with sophistication, soulfulness, complexity, and an earthy swing, along with a loose structure begging for memorable improvisations that he was able to give. Or, as Benny Golson put it best, Hank Mobley is the most lyrical saxophonist I've ever heard. He sang into his horn. And with that, we will spend an hour singing the praises and music of the man Hank Mobley that brought some of the best jazz into the world ever. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that digs good jazz and makes it all the time, much like Hank Mobley, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you both themes and playlists of all that jazz that you dig the most. Our next Hank track on this hour of music together is the 1957 song Poppin' off an album by the exact same name.
Thank you. This is Ferrez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I hope you do too.
Thank you.
That was the 1958 song High and Flighty off his Peck and Time album. Hank had several family members that played piano and church organ. That was the first instrument he learned as a child. He switched to the saxophone at 16 and emulated the style of players like Lester Young, Charlie Yardbird Parker, Dexter Gordon, and Sonny Stitt. He soon started playing professionally in Jersey and built enough of a reputation that trumpeter Clifford Brown recommended him for a job without even hearing him play live. That job was with Paul Gayton's Newark-based R&B band in 1949. From there, he joined the house band at the Newark nightclub, playing with pianist Walter Davis Jr. and backed by some of the era's top jazz stars. And from there, he was on his way. And as we move on through our Hank playlist, here he is with the 1960 song, If I Should Lose You, off the Soul Station album.
Thank you.
Since the show was born out of me digging Hank, that was the tune Out of Joe's Bag off the 1961 album Another Workout. And the breakdown of his career is really as a driven leader. As a solo artist, he began recording for the Blue Note record label in the latter half of the 50s, leading his own recordings. This included the Hank Mobley Quintet and his All-Stars. Then he hit his peak in the first half of the 60s with the hard bop cornerstones like Soul Station, No Room for Squares, and A Caddy for Daddy. Mobley recorded steadily for Blue Note through the 60s, but he always continued as a sideman on many projects as an in-demand music man. In a career of giving and taking, here's Hank in one of his most refined periods of his career with the 1963 song Old World, New Imports off his Room for Squares album.
Chicago trumpeter Marquise Hill giving a big shout out to Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was Hank with the 1965 song Third Time Around off his album A Caddy for Daddy. So in 1961, Hank got a major break when he was hired to replace John Coltrane and Miles Davis's quintet. Alas, though, the meeting of the minds was a stormy one. Hank came under heavy criticism from the band leader and wound up leaving in 1962. Him and Miles just couldn't hang together. He returned to solo recording with 1963's No Room for Squares, often tabbed as one of his best albums ever, before drug and legal problems again put him out of commission in 1964. But when he came back in 65, he was stronger than ever with the album A Caddy for Daddy that we just listened to. Getting closer towards the end of this strong period in his jazz realm, we dig into 1968 on this next tune with the song Lookin' East off his Reach Out album.
Thank you.
Again, that was Hank in his prime via 1968 with the tune Lookin' East. From 1955 with his album Hank Mobley Quartet through 1972 with his album Breakthrough, he released 32 albums as a leader and was a sideman on so many projects with cats like Horace Silver, Jimmy Smith, Max Roach, Grant Green, and many, many others in an action-packed career. After his final album with Cedar Walton in 72, health problems forced him to retire in 1975. From there, he settled in Philadelphia and was barely able to even play his horn for fear of rupturing a lung. He laid low until 86 when he dug up the energy to work on a limited basis with Duke Jordan. And he did what he loved right up until the end. He died of pneumonia on May 30, 1986, shortly after trying to make his comeback. And at the end of the life and his day and this hour of Neon Jazz, let it be known that Hank was pure jazz, and he was an innovator that brought so many notes of precision to a world always in need of sweet sounds. And in that, Hank lives on like a lightning rod in the jazz universe. With that, we leave with his 1970 tune, You Gotta Hit It, and Did He Ever Over His Career, off the album Thinking of Home. And we are glad you let us into your home over this last hour. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man just about as cool as Hank, the middleweight champ of KC Radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You could reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back.
Neon Jazz.